Good morning. Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11, and you can find me on Twitter at Razzle11Grinds. Take a look at some pitching today. Wednesday the 31st, I think. 7-game day slate, 6-game main slate on DraftKings. Not quite sure how FanDuel has it broken up. Look at DraftKings since that's a majority of my action. So let's kind of dig in. The day slate's kind of weak overall pitching wise. Mean, I'm all about Mitch Keller and his figuring it out. He's coming off a pretty bad start. but his 8+ strikeouts in 6 straight starts. And San Francisco can strike out quite a bit. They do have some power, so the home runs over the last 2 starts are a bit questionable, but Keller is definitely the best pitching option on this slate, in my opinion. Eflin, the wind's slightly blowing out in Wrigley. I do have some worries there because he can give up some home runs. I really do not like seeing that he had 0 strikeouts last start. 17 ground ball outs though, which is pretty extreme, especially for a guy that's more fly ball outs. Actually, no, he is more of a ground ball out. I was looking at the K category. Sorry. He's an option. haven't looked at the game totals or anything yet. I don't know that I want to pay 10-5 for him. I'd rather use Keller, but he is a -135 favorite right now. I don't quite see a total, but it might just be where I'm looking. And usually Chicago games are late to get a total out because of wind. Shane Bieber, certainly okay. But I've said it quite a bit. Like, his strikeouts just aren't there this year. 4 or less in what, 10 of 12 starts? 9 of 11 starts now. Walks have crept up the last 2. He certainly has the ability to be dominant, but he just doesn't look like the same Shane Bieber that won the Cy Young in 2020. So I'm not going to make him a priority, but he probably will need to make my pool just because we do need pitchers. Justin Steele, probably going to end up off of Steele, even though he's one of my favorite pitchers in baseball. Giving up 5+ runs in 2 out of his last 3 starts. That is pretty worrisome for me. Walks are up, strikeouts are down at home with the win possible and facing Tampa Bay. Probably going to be a spot where I'm going to have to fade. He's one of those guys that I look for reasons to play, but I'm not seeing a whole lot in this spot. So, Lance Lynn. Starting to pitch a little better. K's have come down a little bit. Walks are up, but 20+ DK points in 5 of his last 6 starts. The Angels can strike out. We saw Kopech just absolutely dominate them despite giving up home runs. So I'm definitely interested in Lynn for the upside. Price drop of 1,100 coming into the spot. Very intriguing. I mean, Berea bounces between starting in the bullpen, like did throw just 15 pitches 4 days ago, so it shouldn't be too much of an issue. Dominated against Boston, but throwing just 64 pitches, I would guess he's probably capped around 70, maybe 75 to 80, but like throwing 15 in a game, I'm not really sure how they're gonna handle him. He's definitely an option though for us. The White Sox offense just hasn't been that great this season. Dane Dunning against the Tigers. Coming off he's had decent starts. He's not allowing a lot of runs. Didn't really rack up fantasy points last start out. K numbers aren't really strong, but the matchup is solid. Has yet to allow a home run this year, which is nice to see. I think we could be looking at, 18 to 20 DK points out of him with some upside above that. Excuse me. Alex Wood, intriguing, coming off of a strong start, minus the five walks. Big ballpark, which helps. He's going to be in my pool just because we need extra guys, but I would rather use Schuster. I know he gave up three runs against Philadelphia, but he actually looked really solid watching that start. Shut down Seattle in the start before that. Just has looked better overall this time in the majors after he was demoted early in the year with a lot of walks. Oakland has taken the first two in the series, so look for Schuster to get them in the W column. So that's the day slate. So let's take a look over at the main slate this evening. Couple better options, but still not the greatest overall pitching slate. Hunter Brown, definitely intriguing for me. Shut down the Twins earlier this year with one of his better starts. It's 22 plus DK points in three straight, coming off of a 10K performance. His home runs have crept up. He went a long time without allowing them, and now he's allowed four over his last four starts. Minnesota does have some power, so allowing a home run would not shock me, but at 10K, I think he's in a great spot. He would be my favorite pitcher on the day slate as well, for being cheaper than Mitch Keller even. So Hunter Brown, definitely an option. I'm not really going to take Kirby against the Yankees. The Yankees have woke up in the series, and he's also coming off a start where he allowed four home runs to Pittsburgh. Hasn't been the greatest over the last two starts. I realize that he can get there, but I think I'm going to look elsewhere. And this might be the first time I play Aaron Nola this year. I'm not sure yet. I've talked about how I think he's in for a mediocre season just because of all the innings last year, pitching into October, all that stuff. I've pointed it out numerous times, but he's allowed two runs or less in just three starts so far this season, three out of his 11. So he's allowing plenty of runs. Strikeouts have kicked up the last couple starts, which is nice. So I'm interested in him against the Mets offense right now. Paxton, coming off a pretty rough start, was looking pretty good the first two. Cincinnati is a hotter offense, one of the hottest offenses in baseball right now, which is weird to say. Paxton in play, just like Brian Bello was in play last night, but not going to be a priority for me in any way. I'm going to end up fading or passing on Louis Varland. The Astros offense looks pretty solid right now. They have been in the series, so I'm just going to pass on Varland. I am actually going to be interested in Luke Weaver. Now, I understand this is dangerous. I'm sure this game in Fenway has a pretty strong total. If I could locate the game. Apparently, it doesn't want to show. But this spot is similar to the last spot there. It's sitting with a total of 10, but similar to last spot against St. Louis. I pointed out then that Weaver has been extreme reverse splits. And what did St. Louis do is come out with a bunch more left-handed batters against them for no reason. They actually sat Goldschmidt, Arenado, and Contreras, I believe it was, or two of the three. I just know that they sat three right-handed bats. So, Boston can be very left-hand heavy. So I am very interested in Weaver from a GPP standpoint. Now understand, I am very aware of his home run issues, so I will definitely have Boston stacks, but I think Weaver is just one of those sneaky options again, and back-to-back slates for him. So, Clark Schmidt has been pitching better, two runs or less in four of his last five starts. maybe he's an option. Cortez did some good work against Seattle last night, but in general, I don't really like to take Clark Schmidt. May have to include him just to make things work. No interest in Julio Teheran. Was really good in his debut with the Brewers, but I'm not taking a pitcher against the Blue Jays unless they are a legit pitcher. Manoah, what are we gonna do? I don't really know. Capable, right? He shut down Kansas City earlier this year. He looks terrible. Walks are skyrocketing. Doesn't have big time K stuff right now. The saving grace is that Milwaukee's lineup is pretty weak overall. Adames just went on the IL. That knocks it down quite a bit. So maybe we have to consider Manoah, but I mean, 6,900 is an intriguing price point, but he's just been so bad that I don't know. Maybe my pool comes down to including either Schmidt or Manoah, and I'm gonna have to dig in more to the matchup to get an idea because I don't feel great about either of them. So I'll try to get an update out later this afternoon. So there we have it. Just look at the pitching for today. If you like what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on. Get that alert every time we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to myself in the chat and other coaches. I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off. And I actually believe we have a promo code going on. Think I tweeted it out. Yep. So if you hit the links in the description, use Summer 50, that'll get 50% off your first month with us. So it's up to you. You can use 50% off the first month. You can use Raz for 10% off on a monthly basis. Totally up to you, but definitely want you to check us out. And as always, best of luck, everybody.